I did mention Mars. If humans in a however many decades or centuries could terraform Mars and colonize it, what animals do you think would be brought over or needed to be brought over to create a kind of natural ecosystem on terraform Mars? What would be the first few to bring over other than maybe like cows and stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I can't see it happening. I think it'd be very bad to terraform Mars without having a good understanding of what was there before. We don't really know for sure whether there was ever any life on Mars. We'd have to search for fossils. We know it had water, one of the prerequisites for life. We don't even know if there's areas, you know, on the surface or even under the ground where Martian equivalent of bacteria and archaea might still hang on. And if we go about terraforming, then those guys are going to lose out. Just as a hypothetical, what would be a good animal to bring to Mars? If we look at analogs from the past, so if I'm thinking about Polynesian sailors. So when they sailed to new islands, they took a whole package of things with them in their boats, which included dogs, rats, chickens. Chickens would probably be a good one to take. Dogs would be good. Dogs provide companionship, but they also provide warmth, and they also, in extreme circumstances, provide food as well. So yeah, I'm sure people, if they end up going to Mars, will take their dogs with them.
And why did the Polynesians bring rats with them? That's obviously caused loads of implications for New Zealand, for example, nowadays. But what was the reason for rats?
No, you can eat them. The kind of Polynesian rat, the kiwi, is edible. All rats are edible if you're hungry. They don't need looking after, so you could just release them. I'm fairly sure they were brought deliberately, but they also may have just been stowaways on the craft that people were taking. But yeah, you just let them loose and they can find their own food, and then you can catch them and eat them, they're saying.
Yeah, and cause havoc on the native wildlife a lot of the time. Speaking of kind of Polynesian explorers and stuff, I've learned about Christopher Columbus kind of colonizing the Americas, even though natives are already there. Do you know more about the order in which humans colonized which area first? I know we originated from sub-Saharan Africa, but who were the first groups of people to expand across the globe?
So we're talking about Homo sapiens, like our species, the ancestors of the Neanderthals made it to Europe. Homo erectus made it as far as Indonesia. But Homo sapiens first left Africa about 60, 70,000 years ago, made it to Europe by about 40,000 years ago, got to Australia by about 50,000 years ago, got to North America, kind of Alaska region, about 30,000 years ago. Most of Canada was covered with ice sheets at that time period. But they got to southern North America about 15,000 years ago and expanded as far as the tip of South America. So that's all the continents covered. Then you have kind of later expansions. So you have Madagascar, probably about 1st century BC, New Zealand, 13th century AD. That's all the large real estate on the planet accounted for by that point.
Yeah.
And it is one of the arguments for a human role in extinction, is that quite often the extinction chronology matches very closely to when humans first turn up.
Yeah, I saw that on a random Wikipedia rabbit hole one time. I guess can it be seen as only a correlation? It can't be determined as a causation at this point.
Yeah. So certainly, if we look at an example of the Americas and a couple of species, so for instance, like the ground sloths, which are an American species found in North and South America, but also in the Caribbean. So humans arrive in the Americas, overlap with ground sloths. Ground sloths go extinct in mainland North Americas around about 11, 12,000 BC. But in the Caribbean, which has its own kind of range of ground sloths, they hang on for another 6 or 7,000 years, and they only go extinct 4 or 5,000 years ago when humans turn up. So I think in that case, it'd be hard to argue for a climatic cause when you have an extinction on a mainland, which is only 50, 60 kilometers from the mainland to the Caribbean, and then you have a 6,000 year difference in extinction.